So just to sort of end the perek, tomorrow's daf, we're going to be already knee-deep into Perek Yontif, the second perek of Masechtas Beis, the sugyas of Erev Tavshilin. So I was thinking that there were two primary topics in the first perek of Masechtas Beis. The first, and the most obvious, was Beis and all the Beyontif, the Hamistoif Mimena. But Beis and all the Beyontif, that was the ikur sugya of the first perek of Masechtas Beis. But there was a subplot that really took us through the first perek of Masechtas Beis, and that is the Mishnah mentioned many machloikasin between Beis Shammai and Misal. So I think it's kedai to recap them very, very quickly, super high level, and then speak out a ha'ara that maybe brings it all together. So we had a machloikas between Beis Shammai and Misal in the Mishnah. Beis and all the Beyontif. Beis Shammai said Teyachel. Beis Shammai said Loi Teyachel. Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai argued about what the shir Bal Yira and Bal Yimatze is for chametz. Are you allowed a shech, a chaya, and an oif on Yontif if you didn't prepare offer before Yontif to be able to do Kisa Yadam? Beis Shammai is Mekel in all three of these cases, and Beis Hillel was Machmer. If you have a ladder that was used specifically and uniquely for a shayvach, that's where birds and pigeons and doves live, and you want to move it mishayvach l'shayvach, are you allowed to or you're not allowed? Beis Shammai says, no, it looks like you're doing work. Maris Ayin. Beis Hillel says that this is something that you would be allowed to do. Beis Shammai said a very big chiddush, that if somebody wants to eat chicken on Yontif, so you have to prepare the chicken before Yontif. Obvious. Otherwise, it's going to be muksa. But it's not enough to verbally and orally prepare it. You would have to go to the chicken, grab it by the lapel, give it a yank, literally a shuckle, bimenaneid, put it back, and then come back on Yontif and use it. Bisul says, no. What you have to worry about is muksa. Muksa, as long as you're making it, you say that this is something that I'm going to want to use, that's something that's going to be okay. Beis Shammai said that if somebody wants to take his pestle that was used to crush spices, and he wants to now hack flesh on top of it, it's not okay. Okay, Bisul said it's fine. Very yesoidus thing of machloikis. That's not only negei hilchas yontif, but that's also negei hilchas Shabbos. The Eli was a keli shemalachtoi leisser. You want to carry it now, letzarech gufoi, because you want to use it. Beis Shammai holds kli shemalachtoi leisser. Even letzarech gufoi, you're not allowed to be metaltol. Beis Hillel says that a kli shemalachtoi leisser is something you're allowed to be metaltol letzarech gufoi. If you shecht an animal on yontif, now you have the skin. What are you do with the skin? Can't process it. That's not a malach seichel nefesh. That's not something that you're allowed to do. Beis Shammai was very machmer when it came to treating the ar. Beis Hillel said it's fine. Beis Hillel said if you want to take the ar and you want to put it in front of the darsim, wink, wink, you'll use it as a doormat, as a rug. Like this, people are going to walk in and out. They're going to harden it. That's okay. Beis Shammai said chas v'shalom. It's not ma'abe, but it's similar to ma'abe. It's not something you're allowed to do. Beis Shammai, in fact, took it so far and they said that if you don't have a kezayis basar on the ar, you can't even pick it up. It's going to be muktzah. Bisul says, no, ar is not muktzah. Ar is something that you would definitely be allowed to move. In the olden days, stores would sometimes open up on Yontif to provide people with, you know, some of the wares that they needed. But there were shutters that were usually used to close up the store. Are you allowed to remove the shutter on Yontif or are you not? In Binyan Stira Bekalim, stating that maybe it's not something you should be allowed to do on Yontif. Beis Shammai was Machmer, Beis Hillel was Mekel. Beis Hillel holds a Mitoich. Beis Shammai doesn't hold a Mitoich. Beis Hillel holds that any melacha that you're allowed to do Letzarech Chaychal Nefesh, you're also allowed to do Shalai Letzarech Chaychal Nefesh. So you're allowed to carry Letzarech Chaychal Nefesh. You can carry a child, you can carry a lulav, you can carry a Sefer Torah, you can even play ball maybe on Yontif. Because these are things that you're allowed to do based on Mitoich. Beis Shammai doesn't subscribe to the Kiddush of Mitoich. Beis Shammai said that just like you're not allowed to be mafresh trumas and maisers on Yontif, you're also not allowed to take the truma and the maiser and physically give it to a kohen. Beis Hillel, the maskana segemara holds that you're allowed to give the truma and the maiser to a kohen. In today's daf, we saw machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel as it relates to toichen on Yontif. Beis Shammai was machmer as it relates to beirer on Yontif. Again, Beis Shammai said beirer on Yontif is treated just like beirer is on Shabbos. And then finally, what kind of gifts is somebody allowed to give someone else on Yontif? According to Beis Shammai, mishloach monos, but monos literally muchan Rashi says something that's ready. You can literally take it out of the wrapper and enjoy. But anything that involves even a little bit of preparation, you're not allowed to give somebody a yontif. Beis Hillel wasn't so machmer, Beis Hillel was meikel. So again, 13, that's what we just counted, machloikis in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as it relates to the halachos of hilchis yontif. The first three, Beis Shammai was meikel, Beis Hillel was machmer. The latter 10, Beis Hillel was meikel, and Beis Shammai kedarkoi was machmer. So as it relates to a beish and all the beyantif, and as it relates to the topic of beishame and beisilol, one ha'ara that I saw in the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh from Rav Hersh Pesach Frank, Rabbi Shol Yerushalayim, also one of the themes of the first parak of Masechtas Beis, different great rabbonim of the late 19th century and early 20th century of Yerushalayim. And this is a ha'ara that he brings, that he heard from one of his chaverim. It was a ha'ara that took place at a train station in Europe. So Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, the Klichemda, who the Mikroi Kodesh, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, refers to as the Goyen Mei Ostrov, but he's referring to Rameir Don Plotsky, was once at a train station, and there was a bunch of Yidden that were around them, and they were waiting for the train to come, and it was quiet. So the Klichemda turned to the Oilem, and he says, "Nu, does anyone have a kasha? Maybe someone has a good kasha. Somebody wants to ask something." So there was a Yid there, and he turned to the Klichemda, and he asked him a bomb kasha on a Gemara in the Sechtes Beya, Daf Hei Amid Beis. Now, to do this properly, we would really revisit Daf Hei Amid Beis, but ve'inkan mekoymei ve'inkan zmanoi laharach. But the kasha was basically this. Rav Shita, in the first parak of Masechtas Beis, is that, according to Beis Hillel, that Beis should nolda biyantiv loy teyachel. What happens if a Beis was nolda on the first day yantiv? Can I eat it on the second day yantiv? Or can I not eat it on the second day yantiv? And Rav Shita was, Beis should nolda bezeh, muteres bezeh. And it was based on a memanavshach. Because really, the two-day yantiv is based on a suffix. You don't know if today's yantiv, if tomorrow's yantiv. But if today is Yantif, tomorrow's Chayil. And if tomorrow's Yantif, it's today's Chayil. So every two-day Yantif is really made up of one day of Yantif and the other day of Chayil. So Rav made a very nice cheshbon. He said, Beishanol de Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh, Mamanavshach. Because if today's Yantif, so it's a Beishanol de Yantif, then tomorrow's Chayil. You're allowed to eat a Beishanol de Yantif Bechal. And if tomorrow's Yantif, and therefore you're not sure you're allowed to eat it, that means today's Chayil. So it's not a Beishanol de Yantif. So Mamanavshach, he said, it's going to be Muter. But then Rav said, there's one exception to the rule, and that is Rosh Hashanah. Shnei Yomim Toivim Shal Rosh Hashanah, Rav Shmuel de Amri Travayu. And the reason was based on the concept that the two-day yontif on Rosh Hashanah is different than the two-day yontif by all the other yamim tovim. All the yamim tovim, one day is yontif, the other day is chayil. We just don't know which is which. On Rosh Hashanah, both days are vada yontif, and it's based on the principle of yoyma arichta. And we went through in detail, both in the Gemara and in the Raid, what exactly yoyma arichta was. But the short explanation of what Yom HaRichta was, it was based on a reality. The reality was that Bezdin was only accepted Eidus for Kiddush HaChodesh up until the Zman of Mincha. But once the Zman of Mincha passed, Eidim were no longer accepted, their testimony was no longer accepted. And it was based on that, whatever the cheshbon is, that there's something called Yom HaRichta. So the Gemara asked the kasha. The Gemara said that after Churban Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, and he said, "Shiyu mekablun edus achodesh kol hayom." That this takana that you're only mekabel edus achodesh up until mincha lemaila was something that made sense when there was a beis hamikdash, but now that there's no beis hamikdash, it doesn't really make sense anymore. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai unwound, which means, says the Gemara in Cheshbon, that once Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai unwound this mitzios that we're only going to be mekabel edim for kiddush achodesh up until this man of mincha, that means the whole svara that is the premise of Yom HaRichta, mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach, no longer existed. Which means this whole idea of Yom HaRichta, which had a nafkamin and halach in the world of Beis and all the Beyantim, was something that made sense as long as it was a Beis HaMikdash, as long as it was a takona that would not make Kabbal Eidos for Kiddush HaChodesh min HaMincha l'mal. But once Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai unwound it, it really made no sense anymore. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, if that's the case, why is it that today the Amiram said, mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, noch the churban the Amiram were paskinin, that Beis and on the first day Rosh Hashanah is going to be also on the second day Rosh Hashanah, l'chura mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach, this no Yom HaRichta anymore, because the whole Yom HaRichta is predicated on a takkana that existed when there was a Beis HaMikdash. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mevatel it. So once he was mevatel it, the halacha should be that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are no different than any 2 day yontif. So if it's no different than any 2 day yontif, so the halacha should be that Beis Shenoldov on the first day Rosh Hashanah should be mutter on the second day Rosh Hashanah. And this kasha was the topic of the entire Daf Hei Masechtas Beis. And the Gemara gave several terutzim, and one teretz the Gemara gave was Rav Ada v'Rav Shalmon, Travayu mi Beit Kluchis. They both came from a place called Kluchis. And they came in a Gemara in Beit Daf Hei Amid Beis, and this is their claim to fame. And they said, quote, that af mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan mezakeh ve'elach beitza asura, that Chazal wanted that the halacha should be beishanod on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, will be also on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, even after it didn't make sense anymore. Even after Rabbi Yochanan mezakeh already unwound the whole idea that premised the concept of Yom Ha'arichta. Why? My time, because Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Because Metz Hashem, Bemheri B'Yameinu, Amen V'Amen, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. And when this is going to be a Beis HaMikdash, we're going to go back to the Takana that we're not Mekabel Eidus HaChodesh Ben Amin Cholamayla. And once we do that, what's the halacha going to have to be? That Be'ez Shenod on the first day Rosh Hashanah has to be also on the second day Rosh Hashanah. Because now there will be Yom HaRichta. Now, if now there's going to be Yom HaRichta, Yomru, people are going to say, Ishtaket Milo Yachalnu Beitz of Yontiv Sheini. Last year we used to eat a Be'ez Shenod on the first day Rosh Hashanah and the second day Rosh Hashanah. Hashanah. We should do the same thing. But these people are not going to know. No, last year it was different than now. Because last year there was no Yom HaRichta. Now there is a Yom HaRichta. So it's for that reason Bezdin maintained the Takana, Chazal maintained the Takana, and they said, even though there's no Yom HaRichta, mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan mezakeh ve'elach, but because Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, so it's for that reason the halacha is going to be that today a Beis Shanod on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be us on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So this year turns to the Kli Chemda, and he said, Kvod HaRav, I have a bomb kasha. He says, the Gemara says that Beis Shanod on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is also on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. And when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, people are going to say, Ishtaket. So therefore they said, Beis Shanod B'zeh, Asur B'zeh. Since Kasha was, Beis Shanod B'yontiv Z'machloikis B'shamay and B'sil. Beis Shamay said Teyachal, Beis Hillel said Loi Teyachal. Now we paskin like Beis Hillel. That's why Beis Shanod B'yontiv is a seven-blot sugya. According to Beis Shamay, it's not a sugya. It's only a sugya according to Beis Hillel. But he said, we know that the Arizal said, that when Mashiach's going to come, that Lachin's going to be not like Beis Hillel. It's going to be like Beis Shamay. And by the way, this idea that L'asad Lavoi, that Lach is going to be like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shamay. So the Velt says in the name of the Arizal, if you have the Siddur Agra on the Tefillah of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Yotzer Or Uvayrei Choshech Oseh Shalom Uvayrei Asakol. So the Vilna Goyen's son, Rabbi Avram Ben Agra, he says Shamati Mimoyri Abba HaGoyen Zatzal Shel Asad Lavoi Yi Alokhi Gebei Shamay. That Asad Lavoi, that Alokhi is going to be like Beis Shamay. So the Vilna Goyen also said it. So he said Alokhi, Asad Lavoi is going to be like Beis Shamay. So the Alokhi is going to be like Beis Shamay. What's Beis Shamay Shita? Beis Shinod Beyantif Teyochel. So Bey is going to be mutter. So what's the problem? The whole gezera is Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Last year it was mutter. People are going to make a mistake, and this year they can also be matter. What do you mean? Now it is mutter because Beis Shammai Shita is Beis Shanod B'yantiv Teyochel. So his kasha that he turned to the Kli Chemda, a Meheri Diga kasha. She said, what are you worried about? Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. No, next year it's going to be fine because now the halach is like Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai Shita is Beis Shanod B'yantiv Teyochel. So the Kli Chemda told him a teretz based on Tosfos, Masechtas Beis, Daf Beis Amud Beis, beyond the scope of what we're focusing on right now. But said Rav Tzvi Pesach, that he was thinking about the kasha, and he doesn't know if the kasha is really a kasha. He said, why? Because it's true, the Svarim HaKdoshim say that L'asad Lavei, the halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai. But we always say this, there are many different kufos of L'asad Lavei, and it's very crystallized in another tefillah that we say, after Oseh Shalom Uvayrei HaSakol, on Shabbos, so we say, Ein Aroich Lecha Hashem Elokeinu Ba'olam Hazeh, Vein Zulaschom Alkeinu Lecha Ya'olam Haba. Efes Biltecho Gayaleinu Limoisa Mashiach, Vein Doim Lecha Mashiyenu Leschiyas HaMeisim. And the Torah Chaim, in the beginning of Perek Chelek, he brings this tefillah, he quotes the tefillah of Shabbos, and he says that clearly this tefillah is describing four different phases in the world. There's Olam Hazeh, there's Olam Haba, there's Limoisa Mashiach, and there's Tchias HaMeisim. So said Rav Hirsch Pesach, that it's true, La'asad Lavoi, that Allah is going to be like Beis Shammai. But what does La'asad Lavoi mean? La'asad Lavoi means this man of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. He says, Mehecha Teisi, and he quotes the Tosfos Yontif, that the Tosfos Yontif says that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built before Mashiach's going to come. That's what the Tosfos Yontif says. See, he says, if that's the case, this man of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not La'asad Lavoi. La'asad Lavoi, at the very least, is when Mashiach's going to come. Elamai, Binyan Beis HaMikdash is going to happen Ba'al Modein. It's not even part of the La'asad Lavoi. So he said, it's true, La'asad Lavoi, that Allah is going to be like Beis Shammai. Oh, but the Gezeru was Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. And when the Beis HaMikdash HaMikdash is going to be built, that's even before B'yas HaMashiach. It's not Lasad Lava yet. So if it's not Lasad Lava yet, so if that's the case, so L'chayra, this has nothing to do with the Arizal, has nothing to do with the Goyen, and therefore it could be, then the Halacha is still going to be like Beis Hillel, and that was the Gezeira of Rav Ada and Rav Shalman Mibay Kulis, the Svara of Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash V'yayim Ruh Shtaket. V'divrei Pi Chacham Chein, that's where Rav Tzvi Pesach brings the Maisa Shahaya Kachaya with the Klichemna and Rav Tzvi Pesach, and if you want to see it inside, it's in the Mikroi Kodesh, it's in the Yonte volume, and it's page Kuf. It's Daf 100. But I was thinking maybe you can say a little bit of a different Mahalach, and that is, so whenever there's a Machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we paskin like Beis Hillel. Not only do we paskin like Beis Hillel, but the Gemara said very, very clearly that Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. That when you talk Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai doesn't even rank. It's literally not even a second opinion. Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. Yet, when Mashiach's going to come, L'asul Lavoi, whatever tkufa of L'asul Lavoi we mean, but then the Halach is going to flip and then it's going to be like Beis Shammai. So what's Pashup Shah? What does that mean? Mamon of Shach. If Beis Shammai is going to be the Halach of L'asul Lavoi, so we should pass now like Beis Shammai. And if now we don't pass like Beis Shammai because Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah, so why is it that L'asul Lavoi, then the Halach is going to be like Beis Shammai? So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yimkom Damoy, in his Kuntres Divrei Seifrim, and that's printed in the Kovet Shiurim, so he talks about the Machloikins Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. He asks this Kasha, and he says a Teretz, based on a Gemara Masechtes Yevamos Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph. The Gemara there is discussing differences between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And the Gemara says that really Beis Hillel were the majority, meaning there were more members of Beis Hillel than there were of Beis Shammai. But at the same time, Beis Shammai was Mechada Ditveh. The Talmidim of Shammai was sharper than the Talmidim of Hillel. In fact, two Dafin later, also in the first Perek of Masechtes Yevamos, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, these are from the lighter Gemaras in the first Perek of Masechtes Yevamos, but the Gemara over there brings a story. The Gemara says that there was once an issue that the Tanam were having with one of the Talmidim of Shammai, and they had to put together a group of Yidin that were going to go speak to this one person from Beis Shammai. And they weren't sure who should go, and they decided that it was going to be Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva. And they went to meet with a Yid whose name was Rabbi Doisa ben Horkinus, maybe related to Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, who was also Mitalmid Beis Shammai, but they went to meet Rabbi Doisa ben Horkinus. So this is Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. They start talking and learning, and Rabbi Doisa ben Horkinus very, very dramatically got the better of these three great Tanam. In fact, just one excerpt from this Gemara. It's a long Gemara, but just to bring out the point. Amalois, after this conversation, so Rabbi Doisa ben Horkinus turns to Rabbi Akiva. He says, tell me, Atahu Akiva? That's you? You're the famous Rabbi Akiva that I've been hearing so much about? He said, Ashrechos shezochiso l'shem. He said, Ashrecha, that you were zoicha to a shame time. But if you're asking me, Vatayin lahigata l'royei bakar, he says to me, I have shepherds that take care of my cattle, and echal that better in learning. They can say a vart better than you can say. So Rabbi Akiva, migoydel anvesenusay, amalei Rabbi Akiva vafilu l'royei tzayin. He says, I'm sure your royei tzayin are better than me as well. I don't think Rabbi Akiva was being sarcastic. But either way, regardless, this is just a glimpse, a little insight into what was going on. So really, Talmidim of Shammai, they were much sharper than the Talmidim of Hillel. So Rabbi Chanan said, you want to know who's emes? Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Read the Gemara. Yevamos Yodalid, Yevamos Tazayin, it's clear that Beis Shammai were Mechada Ditveh. So why don't we pass like Beis Shammai? Because Beis Shammai is above our pay grade. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. He says, because they were too much. We couldn't relate to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai in Lomdus was gerecht, but it went above everybody's heads. And he says, it's a klalim psak that when a dayan paskins a shayla, ein ledayan elamasha ein avrois. A dayan has to paskin based on what he understands. And if he doesn't understand it, he can't issue a psak. So when it came to the ultimate klali psak, the pasco that says halacha ki Beis Hillel, the halacha was Beis Hillel based on this idea of ein ledayan elamasha, and we don't understand Beis Shammai, how can you paskin Beis Shammai? But said Rabbi Chanan, that's now. Abul Asul Lava, the Pasik says, Umala Aretz Deya Kamayim Liyam Mechasim. Then it's going to be Umala Aretz Deya. Then all of our IQs are going to rise to the levels that we'll be able to understand Beis Shammai. So if we're going to be able to understand Beis Shammai, Hadar Dina Beis Shammai is Mechad Ditvei, and then the Halach is going to be like Beis Shammai. That's what Rabbi Chanan says in Kuntres Divrei Seifrim. But the Svar Makdoshim, Uberoshim Rav Tzadik HaKoyen in his Pre Tzadik, and it's in one of his pieces on Rosh Hashanah, and others as well, they all say it a little bit differently. And that is that Beishamai, this Torah, came from the world of Gvura. It came from the world of Din. Beis Hillel's Hashkafa and Beis Hillel's Shita came from the world of Rachamim. It came from the world of Chesed. Now, what exactly does that mean? Above our pay grade. But at the same time, Beis Shammai came from the world of Midas Adin. Beis Hillel came from the world of Midas Arachamim. Just to bring it out a little bit. We know that Chazal say, Rashi brings it right in the beginning of his Pirush al HaTorah, Bereishis Bara Elikim Es HaShemayim Ves HaAretz. Elikim is Midas Adin. Says Rashi that it was all of the machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world with Midas Adin. But he realized the world couldn't have a kiyum with Midas Adin. So Shitev Ima Midas Arachim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Midas Adin a Shutev, and the Shutev was Midas Arachim. So it was all of the machshava to create the world exclusively with Midas Adin. But the Eishan saw it wasn't Shaykh. The world wouldn't have a kiyum. And as a result, he was Meshatav Midas Arachim. But the Svar Makdoshim will say, the Ramami Pano and others, that the Olab Machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a reality. It was a Metzias. And they say that's Peshat in the Gemara Masechtas Menachos. But the Gemara says, the Beshal Sha'olam Moshel Amarim, Moshe went up to Shemayim to Mekabal the Torah, he saw Rabbi Akiva. So he was very blown away by Rabbi Akiva's Torah. So he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if this is Rabbi Akiva, I'd love to see the Schar Rabbi Akiva is going to get. And instead of Hashem showing Rabbi Akiva the Schar, Rabbi Akiva gets in Olam Haba, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu Rabbi Akiva's Schar that he got in this world, and he showed him a visual of the Romans torturing Rabbi Akiva to death. So Moshe Rabbeinu turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Zu Torah, Vizu Schara? What's the cheshbon? So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu? Shtoik. Kach olu lefanei b'machshava. So the Rama Mifano said that what did the Eibush mean when he said shtoik, kach olu lefanei b'machshava? He meant to say that it was olu b'machshava to create the world b'midas adin. And being that it was olu b'machshava to create the world b'midas adin, that means on some level there was a briyas ha'olam of midas adin. Because the olu b'machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a metzias. And the Rama Mifano said that's pshat in usara of nishara miyoyit. Now what is sviva of Nisara Meyoid, that Tzadikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaktikim Aleim Kuchot Asayra. What does it mean, Tzadikim HaKuchot Asayra? Because in Midas Hadin, we Medaktik even Kuchot Asayra. But the point is, the Olah B'Machshava to create the world of Midas Hadin wasn't just a Havamina. The Olah B'Machshava was a reality. It was a Metzias. There was a Metzias that was created in the world called Midas Hadin. And that's the Pasuk. Bereishis Bara Elikim. It doesn't say Bereishis Olah B'Machshava. Bereishis Bara Elikim. There was a Bria of Midas Hadin. So on some world we live, on some level we live in a world of Midas Arachamim for sure, but also Midas Adin. Beis Shammai's Mahalach is more matim with the Bria of Din, with the Olah B'Machshava, which is a Bria of Din. Beis Hillel's Mahalach is more matim with the world of Chesed, with the world of Rachim. So says Rav Tzadik and say the Sfarim that this world is the world of Rachamim. Tzadikim, Chotasayra, Kach olu lefanei b'machshava, in the abstract sense, there is some reality of the, oh, but the ikar b'riyah that we live in is a world of rachamim. Oh, but l'asad lavai, the world's going to go back to the havamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's going to go back to the world of olu b'machshava. And being that it's going to go back to the world of olu b'machshava, so it's for that reason, the world is going to end up going back to a world of midas adin. So said Rav Tzadik and the Sfarim, that the reason we paskin like Beis Hillel now, and the reason we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai L'Asad Lavai is because now we live in a world of Rachamim. Now we live in a world of Chesed. And that's Shitas Beis Hillel. L'Asad Lavai, we're going to live in a world of Din. That world is a world we will be able to survive in. And in that world of Din, so now it's Hadar Dina that Allah is like Beis Shammai. Because Elu ve'elu divrei elikim chaim. How's it possible? We had 13 machloikas in the first paragraph of Masechtas Be'er. How can it be Elu ve'elu divrei elikim chaim? Because there's a world of Din and there's a world of Rachamim. And in the world of Din, in the halacha is like Beis Shammai. In the world of Rachamim, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. We paskin like Beis Hillel because we paskin that it was only Olah B'Machshava to create the world of Midas Adin. Oh, but the Bria is really a Bria for Rachamim. Oh, but Lashon Lavoi, there it's going to be a world of Din. And being that there it's going to be a world of Din, so therefore, then the halacha is going to change and then the halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai. But the point is, we have a little bit of a deeper understanding, maybe, of what it means that Beis Shammai is... that Beis Shammai comes from Midas Adin and Beis Hillel comes from Midas Arachim. The truth is, that's why, says Rav Tzadik, you find throughout Shas, Beis Shammai is always Machmer and Beis Hillel is always Mekel. Why is Beis Shammai always Machmer and Beis Hillel always Mekel? Because Midas Adin is Gvura.
Midas Hadin is all chumrah, as opposed to Midas Harachamim, which is always the kula. By the way, the Goyin, that one line that the Vilna Goyin's son quoted from the Vilna Goyin, v'shamati mimori abba Goyin zatzal, shal osa lova yi alocha kibay shamay, shehen migvurois, ki begvurois yesha yaminoi. So in this one line of the Vilna Goyin, this is what he said. The reason l'osa lova is because the l'osa lova is going to be gvura, it's going to be din. And bay shamay comes from din. So I was thinking, maybe you could say a chiddush. Maybe. This, that we're going to pass on like Beishamai, Lassu Lavoi, that's going to be why. Because Lassu Lavoi, the halacha is going to be like, the world is going to be a world of din. It's going to go back to the Olam HaMachshav. And the Olam HaMachshav was to create the world of Midas HaDin. And when it comes to Midas HaDin, that's the Elo V'Dubar Kim Chaim, that's when we pass on like Beishamai. Because that's Big Vures Yesha Yaminoi. But maybe that's only true when Beis Shammai was Machmer. So Beis Shammai is Machmer. So here we don't paskin like the Chumra of Beis Shammai. L'asu Lavoi, then already it's going to be Begvures Yesha Yamina, like the Vilna Goyen said. So then already it's going to be a world of Midas Adin. So we're going to take on the Chumra of Beis Shammai. But what about a Kula from Beis Shammai? What about a Kula from Beis Shammai? So by the way, we don't pass like Beis Shammai's Kula in this world because Beis Shammai Makom Esulah in a Mishnah. That's not Negei. But what about Lassu Lavoi? Are we going to pass like Beis Shammai's Kula is Lassu Lavoi? If the whole reason why we pass like Beis Shammai Lassu Lavoi is like the Svar Makdoshim say, not like Rabbi Chanan, but like the Svar Makdoshim say, that it's based on Bigvura Yesha Yaminoi. It's based on the fact that Lassu Lavoi is going to go back to the Olam HaMachshava to create the world of Midas Adin. Then L'chura did be a half a minute to say that that's only going to be true for the chumras of Beis Shammai. Oh, but maybe nish the kulas. What was the kasha that Yid asked the Kli Chemda? Meheira Yibana Beis HaMikdash. For Yomer, they're going to say, Yishtakit. Says kasha was, what are you worried about Meheira Yibana Beis HaMikdash? It's loss of love. If it's loss of love, we pass like Beis Shammai. What's Beis Shammai Shita? Beish and all the Beyontif Teyochel. All right. But this Beis Shammai, Rashi said right in the beginning, putting it all together, Rashi said in the beginning of the parak, is Mikule Beis Shammai. Oh, it's Mikule Beis Shammai. This has nothing to do with Begvuris Yesha Yaminoi. This Beis Shammai, we're not going to pass him like even Lassu Lavoi. Because over here, Beis Hillel came with the Midas Adin. He was the Begvuris Yesha Yaminoi. So therefore, Lassu Lavoi, even after Binya Beis HaMikdash, could be the Loch is still going to be like Beis Hillel. If the Loch is going to be like Beis Hillel, the people are going to say, what's going on over here? So that was from Rav Adin, Rav Shalman, Bibay Kuchal is said. Therefore, even Mitakonis Rav Yechon Mazakeh Ve'elach, the Loch is Beish and all the Bezeh, still Asura Bezeh. What do you mean, Lassu Lavoi, you worried about? Halach is Beish Shammai. No, this is a Kula from Beish Shammai. And Lassu Lavoi, the Loch is going to be like the Chumras of Beish Shammai, maybe, but not like the Kulas of Beish Shammai.